Today I'd like to tell you about the American holiday called Valentine's Day. There seems to be two theories where this holiday came from. The first involves a holiday for the Roman goddess Juno. She was the goddess of women and marriage. They held a festival starting on February 15th. At that time, the lives of young boys and girls were strictly separate. But during this festival, there was a custom called name drawing. The names of the girls were written on pieces of paper and put into jars. Each young man would draw a girl's name and would then be that girl's partner for the rest of the festival. Naturally, sometimes the two might continue their relationship, fall in love, and even marry. The second theory involves the rule of Emperor Claudius II. He was called Claudius the Cruel, and he led many bloody and unpopular military campaigns. Because of that, he was having trouble getting soldiers to join his army. He believed the reason was that men did not want to leave their loves or families. As a result, he canceled all marriages and engagements in Rome. Saint Valentine was a priest in Rome at that time, and he and Saint Marius began to secretly marry couples. Claudius found out and arrested Saint Valentine and ordered him to be executed. Claudius found out and arrested Saint Valentine and ordered him to be executed. In about the year 270, he was executed on February 14th. It is said that he may have fallen in love with the jailer's daughter, and upon his death, he had written her a letter and signed it, "From your Valentine." In America, Esther Howland was the first person credited with sending Valentine's cards. As a teenager, she received one from England in 1847. It was decorated with lace and patterns of flowers which had been pasted on. Her father was a stationery store owner, and after he saw how enthusiastically Esther and her friends reacted to the card, he decided to import some and sell them in his store. She designed 10 different cards, then her brother, who was a salesman for the store, went out and came back with $5,000 worth of orders. By 1949, Esther set up her business in a room of the family home, working with several of her friends. They handmade each card, and each person was assigned a specific task in the process. Eventually, the Howland business was bought by a large corporation, and the handmade cards began to be mass-produced by machines. Now, Valentine's Day cards are sent and received by thousands of people every year. In addition, chocolates, flowers, candy, or jewelry are often given as gifts to women. Because red is considered the color of love, women often wear red on that day, especially if out on a date.